Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Adults keep saying, we owe it to the young people to give them hope. But I don't want your hope. I don't want you to be hopeful. I want you to panic.
All right, who is that bass man? That's Greta Thunberg. Did they decide the Nobel Prize yet? Did she lose out? I kind of forget when that was decided. I know she was up for it.
I know she was the person of the year, right?
Yes.
Was she?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyhow, lead story out there all over the place today. We know about climate change. We know about the trauma. And I'd love to know if you see it with your kids or kids in general. Here's the lead story. And this plays into Bernie again, big time. Climate change, not only an urgent topic for the young, not only are they worried, but they are angry. Here's the difference now. So it's past the worriment, they're being traumatized. Let's make them feel comfortable. No, that's not going to happen to you. They're angry now. That's a new emotion, not just trauma. The fears of an unlivable earth are here. Older kids wonder what they should expect of a future. A four-year-old fears for his dog. And they begin the piece by saying, parents aren't getting it, and that's a problem. Hey, Mom, Cyan Cuthbert, 15, one day after a class at Walter B. Saul High School in Roxburgh said, did you know we're going to die because people like to litter? Like a lot of youngsters, Cuthbert, a freshman, is obsessed with climate change, a big topic at the school which specializes in the study of agriculture. Grown-ups are not, she's angry. It's not registering in my parents' heads yet. I want a job, a house, kids someday. I can't have that if the earth is on fire. My children will never know what an elephant is. These are direct quotes.
Man.
Nice work over there at Saul High School, which I thought was pretty good. Aggrieved, bewildered, and fueled by the clear-eyed righteousness of youth, students chafe at what they see as ghastly ignorance and unforgivable inattention of the elders who wrecked Eden and are now preparing to pass it down. But the theme throughout this now is anger. Remember that girl we played? This was even worse than Greta, Dan. It was quite a while ago. I think it's when you were first starting at one of those big events. Screaming. It was incredible. So it's one thing to be terrified. It's one thing to be traumatized by what they must be hearing in school and all over the place and even in presidential campaigns. But now it's anger. They're angry at people. They're going to go after people. They're tired of this. They don't want to be comforted. They want to attack. That's where we are. And I wonder if you've seen that. 855-839-1210. Now, thank God this girl can't vote. If we're up to Democrats, 15-year-olds would be voting. And God knows what they would be thinking. They're not going to see an elephant. Their kid's not going to see an elephant. All right, then. All right, here is, do you remember her name? This is the type of girl. This is a while ago. It's not Greta. It's another. They had this.
This isn't the particular clip, I don't think, that you were talking.
Oh, okay.
It's just a montage of similar fear-mongering.
Yeah, so it's not so much being traumatized. That's one thing. You know, you can deal with that. You can point out, but now we're getting into confrontation. Now we're getting into sheer anger. And the Greta girl is the perfect example of what's going on here, what she has spurned and spun out of this and her parents. But I think Alfred Lubrano writing this is on the mark. That's what it's come down to. Be angry. There's no more time to wait. Urgency. Fretting about animals now. But it's all about this as the overwhelming preoccupation. Now, there's a lot of ways that the left has traumatized kids. You know this thing that we've talked about of trying to make them grow up. Heather has two mommies when they're in school. All these things constantly inflicting this on childhood. And again, you want kids to be aware, without a doubt. Of course we do. But the idea of just anger and trauma around this on a daily basis, how's that any way for a kid to grow up? Well, if they become an activist, I guess it's a lot of fun. 855-839-1210. By the way, as we're speaking, the White House is trying to accelerate a coronavirus vaccine. There was a lot on the Sunday shows. And I get why the FDA has to be cautious with some stuff, right? But you know the boondoggles of red tape and the stuff that goes into this. In Israel, they might have the coronavirus vaccine out there within 90 days. You know, it's much more expedited. So Trump is intervening in the system now and trying to urge them and push them forward. And that's exactly what needs to be done. I'd put a guy like Christie in charge of that part. Here's a montage, though, of what we're talking about with people like Greta Thunberg or this girl at Roxborough. What would you say to her if this were your kid? She's featured in the paper. Her parents don't get it, and she's angry about this. She's not just traumatized anymore. She's angry, and she's willing to take action.
I want you to panic.
We have been polluting the earth for years, and we might actually die in a few years.
Our world is already in flames. It's getting hotter. We can't breathe.
We are here because our parents trashed the planet, and it's up to our generation to save it.
And like so many people my age, I feel really visceral anxiety about climate change.
Call us Generation Z, the last letter of the alphabet, because we are going to be the last generation to survive.
My conscience couldn't handle the idea of bringing someone into a dying world.
I'm angry because this planet is dying, and the president of the biggest country in the world refuses to acknowledge that.
And I'm sick of the future that they put on us.
I am here for the people who are suffering and dying because of our country's decision.
People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing.
Our oceans are choking with trash, and the sixth mass extinction is well underway.
We do not have time to be polite. This is a revolution.
It doesn't matter how much we're taxed if we don't have an earth to live on.
We need to do more instead of having a corrupt president who won't acknowledge that the earth is literally dying.
This is environmental racism, and we must acknowledge the issue.
We need to listen to our children because they totally get it.
Because every day of inaction drives more action from us!
That's a girl. That's the one at the end there, Dan. So, this lead story, though, I think is right. It's not so much just trauma. It's the idea. I tell my mom to stop wasting energy by sleeping with the TV on. She tells me, by the time the world is too hot, I'll be dead. God. Maybe that's not the best answer. But it's pure unadulterated anger that's being tapped into. Sanders, pretty much now. Yeah, Sanders, Bloomberg to a degree, manager, but Sanders really is the one tapping into this with his aide to camp in AOC and others. 855-839-1210. We're up to now 80 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the United States. And there will be new travel restrictions and airport screenings because of the corona outbreak. I was reading a guy on Twitter posted this. He had a mask. He tells him he's taking a mask today. He was taking a flight to San Francisco. Now, that's an area I would be a little bit, troubled by being in a plane going coast to coast at this time. confined in there. That's a little bit tricky. So 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. We started the show off today by playing Dr. Mark Siegel. You often see on Fox News Channel, one of the better known physicians in the country, saying that this response and the preparation for this is the best that he's ever seen for any sort of potential epidemic or to head it off. So I think the Trump White House is moving on this with urgency now. And I don't know what else they can do other than to keep on trying to break through the media and saying that and demonstrating it, because the media doesn't care about that. They see this as a biggie, something that finally Trump can't lie his way around. That's what we got over the weekend. That's where we are. All right. Now, Wawa. Great piece at Philly.com a couple days ago. The person that wrote this says that Wawa has jumped the shark. I've loved my hometown convenience store longer than I love my husband, much longer than I love my children. But after witnessing the new chicken sandwich, I'm worried about Wawa. The fried chicken sandwich sold in a handful of Wawas, and by most accounts, including the one given by Michael Klein in this paper, is a disaster. Even if you haven't tasted it, you can see it's in the dehydrated disc masquerading as a toasted bun, the goopy garlic aioli. And I'm looking at a picture of it. Not so good. So Wawa suddenly is out there.
Wait.
Yes.
Go back.
No, I'm not going to say. I'm not going to go through the pronunciation. But anyhow, Wawa is out there now putting out, I saw they had a pasta dish and a bunch of other things. What in the world are they doing? And the woman writing this says that they've expanded now into other markets. Dan, you didn't like the bread versus what it used to be, right?
It's terrible.
The Amorosa rolls, yeah, whatever they're using now. I'm not sure what is wrong with that. Now, I go to Wawa two or three times a week for lunch. So do we just have blind loyalty here? Or is Wawa slipping a bit? Jumping the shark, come on now. Where else are you going to go in this area? So that critique, you don't think it's jumped the shark, do you?
I think it has.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I don't think it has. But I, like, if there was a corner that had a Kosi, I don't know if you've ever heard of Kosi.
Yeah, sure, I've eaten a Kosi. They're pretty
and
good.
And there's on the opposite corner of Wawa,
right.
9 times out of 10, I'm choosing a Kosi because the quality of ingredients.
Yeah, I think they're more expensive, but maybe that's why. I like their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So 855-839-1210, you get on board. How do you counter this? Does this play into the presidential election? Well, any number of these kids are not old enough to vote, but they're going to be pestering and egging their parents on to this. And after the coronavirus issue is settled, this will be the thing that pops out. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210, we'll get you on board. I think a pretty smart move, by the way, by Mayor Pete. Mayor Pete dropping out now. Who knows what he was promised to do that? Clears the way for Bernie Sanders, or does he? For Biden, I mean. 66% of Mayor Pete's supporters like Elizabeth Warren as a second choice. That poll just came out over the weekend. He shares any number of college-educated people with Elizabeth Warren. If that aids her to stay in, that might help Biden. That might help a broker convention to happen. That's what it looks like. So this idea that it's just a slam dunk, Biden gets all the, quote, moderates of Mayor Pete, I think is a bit faulty. Elizabeth Warren might gain by this. The longer she stays in, she hurts Bernie. But what she does is she makes it more certain or pushes toward a brokered convention. And I could see Bloomberg potentially dropping out after Super Tuesday. He's got enough money to stay in, but why do it when it's obvious he's not getting any traction? And no matter how much he spends, that's not going to turn around. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. We'll get you in. Your calls are next. And at the end of your call, Hit us with what you think is the greatest finale of a TV series. We've had some great answers. Of course, we have the Dime Time calendar ready to go. Thanks to all the people that wanted one and got one on Saturday. Can't say enough about what happened last week. All week long, the activist that we had on from South Philly, the two women who faced off just this progressive city and won on the safe injection sites. Then Saturday, hundreds of people coming out to oppose Nancy Pelosi, Spartacus, and the lesser Norcross as they gathered at Camden County College. I did not know that Nancy Pelosi was of such a rank that they actually had police snipers on the top of the building. Now, you don't see that with a senator or a governor. But because of the Speaker of the House being that in line to the presidency, that's a perk or a security thing that you get. I'd never seen that with anyone, really. Tom Giordano Show. Welcome in. Are you saying this with your kids? This anger now. It's one thing to be a bit afraid, you know, what the schools are engaged in, the type of stuff we've seen. But anger, just sheer unadulterated anger coming around the climate issue. And I read you some of the snapshots they had of kids in the Inquirer today stating it. They're just angry. They've gone past just being traumatized. They have to take over the world because adults have screwed it up so badly. It's stunning to me. But this is what Sanders is playing into. Even the New York Times had this great piece yesterday, the Sunday New York Times, about this podcast group. They're bringing in over $1 million a year. Again, socialists making a lot of money. And they're railing about how everything is rigged against you. That's what the argument is. They're conspiracy rigged against you. The whole capitalist system is rigged against you. No one's making it. No one can make it in a capitalist system. That's what the argument is. And I cited our buddy Matt Rooney, SaveJersey.com. He saw this millennial who writes a column at NJ.com. It's an entertainment column. And he's writing about 25 things people in New Jersey hate, like people who can't navigate traffic circles, stuff like that. And in there he says the fact that millennials cannot afford housing and the student loan debt they have. And then he writes, capitalism's great, right? Get it? How in the world is capitalism responsible for that? That's what we've come to. Where you have people believing it's not these predatory progressives, people like Governor Murphy, and what they've done and what they've created in New Jersey. The latest scam now is they look like they're going to get the millionaire's tax. They're going to raise that another almost 2 percentage points on people making $1 million a year in Jersey. And they're thinking, what are they going to do about it? You know, there's nothing they can do. Well, there's a ton of things they will do. And none of them are good for the economy. None of them are good for jobs or anything else. But it goes on and on and on. So is this in the minds of enough Americans? Something like it's time to give this a shot. Things are rigged against us. Imagine now, too, that Sanders has this going on when we have such a great economy. Imagine if we were in the middle of a downturn, a big downturn. The value that he would have. He's flying in the face of a guy who's relentless to improve the economy in Trump, and yet he's still getting traction of a sort. That's a remarkable thing, isn't it? What is it that is driving this number of people? I still think two things. The recession, the Obama recession, the Bush recession, and we're still coming out of that. And then to be saddled with student loan debt after that. That's what it is. That's what's caught up with us. And a lot of people don't want that anymore. And this guy's got a magic wand. That's what's going on with this. That's what's driving this number of people to see it this way. Still don't think there'll be enough, but you got to say it's appealing to people to think there's some big planning going on. They weren't in on it, and they don't question. I mean, Sanders over the weekend got on the wrong private jet. Yeah, big story on that. Yeah, he's at a field with private jets because he was using three of them apparently for his entourage, and he gets on the wrong private jet. Does it bother? No, no. Bernie's allowed to be on private jets. All right, let's go to, let me go to Steve in Norbert. Steve, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, how are you doing, Dom?
Good.
You know, one of the things, before I get into what I main topic or main comment, when you were talking about millennials, one of the things I think that could be affecting them is, you know, over the course of their lives, and I see this in my own kids, their lives are so controlled and structured by their parents. And really, I mean, I try not to do this as much as I see other parents doing it, where, you know, everything they're, you know, just 10 and 12 and 13 year olds to go to the park have to have a parent with them sometimes and things like that. But, you know, these kids have grown up with their lives being so monitored, structured, and looked after that I think that they're comfortable with this idea of their lives continuing to be looked after by this big government, this nanny government that will keep an eye on everything. But, you know, what I see happening with, you know, the climate change stuff, and I remember my son years ago was giving me a hard time about not separating, you know, beer cans and beer bottles from everything else. I told him, you know, he was in first grade. I said, go back and tell your teacher. This was at a public school before we moved into a private Catholic school. I said, go back and tell your teacher that your father purposely puts the cans and bottles with everything else.
I'm not gonna
be told to separate. You know, that's just not something I'm gonna do. But yeah, I mean, what it is, they're creating really a hatred for humanity. And I think, you know, if they are able to succeed, I think we're gonna see you know, the unfortunate results with, you know, if they have control of healthcare, we'll see the, you know, hey, we're just going to have to let you go. Or even worse, we'll see forced euthanasia. I mean, these folks are looking, you know, with their climate change and health, they're looking to take over the energy sector, which will drive, you know, these high-density cities to be even more denser. That's what they're looking for, you know, getting us all to be forced onto public transportation or as many as possible. And then to take over the healthcare industry as well. I mean, it's, you know, and then to have angry little people like that girl from Roxborough and Greta. I mean, I certainly wouldn't want to put my life in their hands. No way.
Oh, no, exactly right. You know, the guy's right, though, Steve. It's more from I'm traumatized to now I'm angry and I am going to endorse anything to go after these adults. What's your final episode? What final episode did you like?
I've been thinking about, you know, I really do like that Newhart final when he wakes up.
There you go, Dan.
I thought that was fantastic. I don't know. Maybe eight is enough. I can't remember any of these.
Eight is enough. Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Well, that won't be making our final.
Eight is enough. I got to think about, oh, God. Oh.
Update on the Twitter poll of the day, Dom.
Yes.
Dan believes the Newhart finale in which Bob Newhart wakes up and it's revealed that it was all a dream was a cop-out. Do you agree? 45% say yes, it was a cop-out. 55% say no, it was not a cop-out.
There's still hope for America. That's what I'm saying here. Still hope for that. All righty, 855-839-1210. People centering in on North Carolina. It is a swing state of sorts. And Bernie and Biden are within a percentage point of each other. And that'll be one of the states they look at when we come on the air on Wednesday as far as separating out what Super Tuesday means. I think it's a long shot that Bloomberg drops out given all the money he has, but he could after this just to make it Bernie versus Biden. Can you imagine? They want to slay the socialist champion, the lion out there, and they're sending Joe Biden off to do it. That can't be their best strategy. That can't be the best thing they can think of doing. All right, love to get you in, though. What's fueling this anger? Is it what they're hearing at school? Is it the media? And it's morphed from trauma. You know, tell me what's wrong. You know, well, I'm afraid of our pets. They're not going to. Now, screaming at their parents and telling them they're not going to take it anymore. They're the problem. And they better change. Hey, by the way, Bloomberg's doing a Fox town hall. That ought to be interesting to see. Absolutely. Doing one up in Scranton, too, with President Trump in upcoming days. Here, by the way, the coronavirus today, the big story, I think, is President Trump and the people with Mike Pence are pushing through the FDA bureaucracy. Now, look, they have to be careful with a new vaccine to get this rolling. There are several American companies. Now, would these American companies be able to be doing this and be incentivized to doing this if we got what Bernie Sanders wants, which is just an attack on the pharmaceutical industry? And Trump is a different sort of Republican. He wants reform where we can cut down the cost of prescription drugs. Democrats don't want to sign off on it now. They don't want to give any kind of bipartisan, any kind of win on this. But Bernie Sanders would just decimate what it takes to get something life-saving to market. And I'm praying that the Israelis come through with this within 90 days. Now it's about 75 days. So I'm going to see Tlaib and the others. I'm going to see what they say if the Israelis are able to do this when the countries around them can't even feed their people. They made the desert bloom. They may help to save a lot of lives with the coronavirus vaccine.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.